Chapter 5. It's like the world snaps back into unpleasant focus. There's a roil of darkness at John's back, a curse from Django that's far less pleasant than the previous ones. He lunges left, and John goes right, an outflung hand calling his lightsaber to his grip. The wood of the hilt hits his palm, and he rises. Something massive hits him from the side, huge and heavy, and bowling him right off his feet. John goes down with a cry of warning, because it's not the thing that growled, but something else, entirely, unseen and unfelt. Huge jaws snap in front of his face, and John scrabbles for his lightsaber, twists, slams a hand into the beast's side. With a snarl, the thing goes flying, and John rolls up into a crouch, takes one look at what attacked him, and curses. The Vornsker, twice the size it should be, with a mouthful of razor teeth dripping green, climbs back to its feet, shaking itself, and advances with a snarl, long tail lashing. John eyes it, not entirely sure that it will have the usual paralyzing venom and not something nastier, given that a Sith twisted the creature so much already. He isn't willing to test it. Force healing can only do so much, and Vornskers are designed to hunt Jedi. Fucking hell! Django snarls, and a moment later, his back almost collides with John's as he recoils from the other Vornsker. Both of them crouched ready to spring, but John breathes in, focuses, pushing aside the frustration and irritation that want to settle in his chest, and breathes out. Vornskers hunt Force sensitives. It's no wonder why these two turned up hunting him. They won't go after you if you don't attack them, he says, low. I'll lead them away. Django growls. Get carked. You are about to put your mouth on my dick. The sooner we deal with them, the sooner we can go back to that. With a quiet snort, John tips his head, eyeing the burn of the Vornsker's unearthly red eyes. Aren't there more pressing things to think about right now? Django laughs, and it's rough and almost vicious. He reaches back, grabbing John's arm, and says, "You going to take down that monster, Jedi?" John eyes the Vornsker, then huffs in amusement. "Are you Mandalorian?" He counters, "Only if you don't get in my way." A tightening of Django's grip is John's only warning. In a blur, Django wrenches around, dragging John around in the opposite direction. And John takes the opening without hesitation. He throws himself at the other Vornsker, lightsaber leading, but the beast is too fast. He dodges around him, tail lashing, and John twists, just enough concentration to let his body go insubstantial in a rush. The tail passes through him, then snapping jaws, and John manages to hold it for one more second, then loses his grip on the technique, staggers a step, and leaps. His foot hits the Vornsker's back, and he flips over its head, green blade lashing down. In the same moment, a blaster fires twice in quick succession, and Django hits the ground as the Vornsker flattens him. He slams the butt of the weapon into its face, and John leaps back, raises a hand, and reaches for one of the smaller crates sitting on the landing pad. Even as his Vornsker lunges, the crate goes flying, slamming into the one on top of Django and hurling it to the side. Instantly, Django twists to his feet, raises his blaster, and takes three shots. But John doesn't have time to see if any of them hit. He dodges sharply, flips his lightsaber around, and ducks as the beast snaps at his throat. The green blade skims its side, and it snarls furiously, flesh bubbling and smoothing over to hide the wound a moment later. John grits his teeth, leaps back, and flings a hand up, reaching for the threads of the force that flow through the surrounding greenery. There's nothing close, but the trees and trailing vines at the edge of the port start to shift, reaching, eager. John doesn't even glance at them, keeps his eyes focused on the Vornsker as it stalks him, and he retreats. John! A blaster fires, and in the same moment, John leaps back, ducking low. The second Vornsker passes over his head, and the sweep of its tail skims his cheek, makes his whole face go numb as it rips open skin. John staggers, feels the spreading poison and the sudden wash of hot blood, and snaps a hand up to his face, practically wrenches the healing through the wound, burning out the venom, and catches the drag of claws on gravel a second before it's too late. He lunges backwards, just missing the snap of the Vornskir's heavy jaws, and stabs upwards. Too fast for any normal animal, the Vornskir wrenches to the side, dodging the blade of his lightsaber, and pounces. John goes down, takes claws to the shoulder with a bloom of blood, and the Vornskir grabs for his throat. A blue blaster bolt hits it right in the side of the head, throwing it off of him, and John rolls upright just in time to throw himself in the way of the second as it lunges for Django. It twists to the side, lands hard, and lunges back in to grab, and John leaps for the edge of the landing pad, leading it towards the swamp. It follows with a spray of stone, launching itself off the edge of the landing pad, and John hits the tree of a trunk and stays. Watches it come closer, dragging his sense of the force all around himself. And Django fires again, the first one back on its feet. But there's no time to look. John watches the Vornskir leap right for him, waits, holds, drops, space folding around him as the branches and vines snatch the Vornskir right out of the air. He reappears above it, falling, and brings his lightsaber down hard. The Vornskir tries to struggle, tries to wrench around, but it's thoroughly tangled, and John's lightsaber cleaves right through its neck. It drops, and John flips, kicks off the tree, and redirects, landing hard on the stone as the body drops into the brackish water with a splash. His head spins, and his shoulder throbs. He presses a hand to it, viciously burns out the poison with a flare of healing, and rises, takes a step just as the remaining creature tackles Django bodily. The hiss of a vibroblade drives upwards into its chest, just as the blaster fires again. Django rolls out from underneath it as it staggers, comes up on one knee and takes aim, and fires again. 6 shots in quick succession. They all hit true, and the Vornskir crumples, twitching. "Criff," Django mutters, and rises, expression wry. He's bleeding, bare chest marked with blood, and John's breath catches a little at the sight of him. Glancing over at him, Django jerks his head at the Vornskir and says, "Take the head. I don't trust the damn thing not to get back up." John lets out a rueful breath, inclining his head, and approaches carefully. One sweep of his blade severs the beast's head, and he deactivates his lightsaber, then drops to one knee, checking its claws. There's blood on them, a strange, unnatural sheen, and he glances up at Django, eyes the wound in his side that's still dripping red. "I think their claws have poison on them," he says. "I can stop it from spreading, but it will leave a scar." Django snorts. "Killing a pair of Sith beasts seems like a good thing to have a scar from," he says, and as John rises to his feet, Django takes 3 long steps, closing the distance between them. His hand goes to John's face, and John stills as his thumb traces the new scar that cuts up from his cheekbone towards his temple. When he meets Django's eyes, they're dark, focused in a way that makes it very, very hard to breathe. "You've got some fancy tricks, even for a Jedi," he says, and that tone is almost dangerous, nearly a warning. John smiles just a little, and the beat of his pulse is still quick with adrenaline, something curled low and sharp in his stomach. "Want," he thinks, and it's almost surprising. Instead of retreating, he steps closer until he can feel the heat of Django's body against his own and brings a hand up, pressing it over the deep gouges across his ribs. "Does that offend you, Django?" he asks quietly, and hears the rasp in Django's breath that says it doesn't. Careful, as gently as he can, he drags his fingertips over the wound, eases torn flesh back together, and draws the poison out. It makes Django suck in a painful breath, but he doesn't flinch, doesn't falter. And when John lifts his hand, there's a new scar curled across his skin, no trace of the wound remaining. John glances up, opens his mouth to apologize for the pain, But before he can so much as form the first word, Django grabs him, wrenches him in, making them collide bodily, and slams his mouth into John's. It's a bruising kiss, deep, and John gasps before he can help himself, grabs Django's shoulders as he's pushed backwards. Django doesn't let him up, fists a hand in his hair to hold his head in place as he walks John back, and John's boots hit metal, making him stumble. Without pause, Django hauls him up, practically grinds them together as he lifts John with an arm beneath his ass, and takes three steps up the ramp before they're falling. John hits the decking just inside the ship on his back, the hand that was in his hair cupping his head to protect it, and grunts as Django practically tumbles down on top of him. A knee presses up between his thighs, and John jerks, only to have Django shove him down flat, rise up on his hands and knees over him. He pulls the hand from John's hair, catches John's chin instead, and tips his head back like he's studying the scars, the rawness of John's mouth, the way he can't quite fill his lungs, and then mutters a curse. "Robes off," he orders, and doesn't wait for John to obey, just grabs tattered cloth and hauls it off. The worn fabric tears, the Vornskur's claws finally doing what the Katarns weren't able to manage. But John can't even bring himself to care. He pushes up just enough to get the sleeves off, and Django lets the layers fall against the deck, spread out as wide as they'll go. For a moment, Django doesn't move, staring down at John with a strange slant to his expression. John hesitates instead of reaching for him. A flicker of self-consciousness rising as he realizes what Django is looking at. He's scarred, lines etched into his skin like patchwork, and he's seen people's reactions, learned his lesson quickly about stripping down in front of most civilians, even most Jedi. "This one," Django says, and his fingers skim the newest scars, the Vornskur's claws imprinting in John's skin. A moment later, he finds the longest, drags his knuckles down the broad, pale line that almost bisects John's chest. John shivers despite himself, swallowing a gasp, and can't quite manage to meet Django's gaze. He turns his head, eyes closing, and wants to bring an arm up to hide his face, wants to roll out from under Django and pull his cloak on. Django's mouth, hot and soft, follows the line his fingers trace, and John can't help the sound that's dragged from his throat, low and ragged. He grabs for Django's shoulders, not sure if he wants to push him away or pull him in, and feels the smirk against his skin. Django drags his mouth across the scars from the Katarn, right down to John's hip, and bites at the sharp edge of his hip bone, pinching skin between his teeth and rolling it with his tongue. John jerks, groans, and Django's free hand slides between his legs, cupping his hardening cock. "Criff, look at you," he murmurs, and John's face flushes hot. He drapes an arm over his eyes, trying to remember how to breathe. But an instant later, Django grabs his wrist, pulls it down, and says warningly, "No, let me see." John shivers all over, not able to resist, not able to do anything beneath the press of Django's gaze, and he digs his fingers into the cloth of his tunics and tries desperately to stay still. "Good Jedi," Django says after a moment, halfway to a tease, and John groans and brings a knee up, thumping it into Django's ribs. It makes him laugh, low and smug, and he wraps his hands around John's thighs, squeezing tight. John bites his lip hard to keep from making a sound, acutely aware of the open ramp just beyond them, and closes his eyes as Django slides his hands up, tightening the material of John's pants over the curve of his cock. His mouth settles over a nipple, and John jerks, groans, feels the smirk that's pressed into his skin. "Bastard," he manages, and Django hums in agreement, rolling the bud with his tongue. He catches it between his teeth, gently, so gently, and John drops his head back to the decking with a hiss of frustration, hitching his hips up against the pressure of Django's hands. As soon as he does, though, Django lets go, and John groans, kicks him in the knee in protest, and earns a laugh pressed against his skin. "Thought you Jedi had a thing for control," Django says, amused, and John gives him the look that deserves, though he can't quite manage words. It makes Django grin, teeth and threat and intent, and he lowers his head, kissing John's sternum. A moment later, teeth scrape the same spot, and John hisses, gets his hands in Django's hair, and hooks a leg over his thigh, grinding his cock up against the weight of Django's body. It makes Django groan, and he presses sloppy, open-mouthed kisses against John's chest as he rolls his hips into John's, their covered cocks sliding together. It's too much, too rough, but also not enough, and John drops his head back against the floor in frustration, tugs at Django's short hair, and tries to urge him on, but he doesn't speed up, doesn't shift, just keeps kissing John's scars. That's what he's doing. Every kiss is pressed to a different scar. Each one is traced and cataloged before Django moves on. And John gasps for breath, tries not to whine deep in his throat when Django slides down a little further. There are hands at the button of his pants, a tug, and Django nips at his hip bone, then says roughly, "Hips up." John obeys, letting Django tug the pants down to his thighs, and the loss of Django's weight makes him shiver, wanting to reach for him again. "Shh," Django murmurs, and presses one more kiss to his stomach before he sits back, working John's pants down. John manages to gather a little bit of sense, a touch of reason beneath the overwhelming want, and he kicks his boots off as best as he can, lets Django drag his pants and underwear all the way off and toss them to the side. Django doesn't slide back up his body, but settles between his thighs, hands pressing his legs apart. The first touch of his mouth is expected, but it still makes John jolt at the drag of teeth and tongue across twisted, scarred flesh, and he moans. Django doesn't bother to hush him this time. With a groan, he sets his teeth against a ragged scar, presses his lips to it a moment later. A hand presses up between John's legs, knuckles skimming his balls, and John jerks, twists, tries to push down into the touch but can't get the leverage. Django's fingers avoid his hard cock, trace over his balls, and then back, maddeningly light. John feels dizzy with denied want, desperate in a way he normally isn't, and he hitches his hips up, rocks against empty air, and gasps for breath. He's too sensitive, strung too tight, and Django sucks a mark into the inside of his thigh, high up, each pull of his mouth maddening pressure and just a twinge of pain. "Django!" John manages, and Django laughs, thumb rubbing hard against his perineum. The sudden jolt of sensation sparking across nerves wrenches a cry from John's throat, and he twists his fingers tighter in John's hair, pulls at him to get him to slide up. Django ignores him, tongue smoothing over the mark he just left, thumb pressing in right behind John's balls until he groans, twitches, and shivers under Django. "Look at you," Django says again, and then sits up entirely. John hisses a denial, grabbing for him, but Django catches his wrist, hauls him up as well, and then spills him over onto his front. John tries to push up, but immediately a heavy body covers his, pinning him to the decking, and he closes his eyes, frustration just as hot in his gut as the desire. "Django, please," he manages. "We're getting there," Django says, low, and presses a kiss right behind his ear. Scrapes his teeth down the line of John's spine, then slants sideways, tongue dragging over another scar. He slides his hands down John's arms, a long, slow stroke, and presses them to John's where they rest on the decking, slotting their fingers together. The width of his hips pressed up between John's thighs is maddening. And John is naked, but Django is still halfway clothed. The scratch of the fabric against the sensitive bruises Django just left is enough to make John shiver. Django's teeth set against the edge of another scar, hooked and crooked, and he traces it with his mouth, then leaves another bruise beneath it, sucking hard on the skin until John gasps, kissing it gently and moving on. Slowly, grip tightening as he goes, he slides his hands up to grip John's biceps, then rolls his hips hard, thrusting down and rocking John's cock hard into the thin cloth beneath him. John groans, rocks back into the hardness of Django's cock, and then forward into the decking, and it's not enough, but Django's weight won't allow him more. Slow, maddening, Django moves to another ropey scar, like he isn't so desperately hard and pressed right up against John's ass. John digs his fingers into the metal, rocks back against his shaft, and feels the hitch of Django's breath, the tightening of the fingers around his arms. Django makes a low, aggravated sound and nips at the bumps of John's spine. Don't make me tie you up. John presses his forehead against the cool metal, a shiver running through him at the thought. Django practically has him pinned already, but if he tied him down, John wouldn't be able to do anything, and Django would have both hands free. He could do anything he wanted, and ropes aren't difficult to get out of, not for a Jedi, and not for John in particular, but the idea of Django tying him down is a hell of a lot more appealing than John ever would have thought. These look like lightsaber burns, Django murmurs against his skin and kisses a pair of round, puckered scars near John's spine. Fighting with your own kind? Dark Jedi trying to raid the First Temple, John manages, and he aches, cocks so hard it almost physically hurts. He squirms just a little, just testing Django's weight, and Django snorts and settles more fully on top of him, holding him still. When John makes a sound of frustration, Django smirks against his back. Almost done, Django says, and sucks a mark into John's skin, between the two burns. When John twitches, he lets go of one arm, slides a hand down his side instead, and says, I'm gonna fuck you. This rotation? John gets out, and the stroke of Django's fingers along the inside of his thigh sends small, sharp shivers washing through him. Or Django pushes up, and John groans, ready to throw something at him. It makes Django laugh, and he sits back, then rolls John over again, pulling his leg across his lap so he stays kneeling between his thighs. John sprawls out on the cold plating, the ruins of his robe around him, and he's hard and dripping and aching with it. Yes, this rotation, Django says, and he looks unbearably smug. Unless you want me to hold off. Ow! John feels no regret for kicking him in the thigh. You'd best, he says, and Django snorts. He leans over, hands sweeping up John's body, and then leans in. John takes the kiss gladly, letting Django tilt his head back, deepen it, press into his mouth until he's wringing soft, breathless sounds from John's throat with every slow rock of his hips. When fingers splay across his stomach, slide down, John shifts, then moans when Django's calloused hand wraps tight around his cock. He thrusts up into the touch, but Django shoves him back down and lets go, and John groans in frustration. You're teasing, he says, and it would be closer to a compliment if it weren't so breathless. Django snorts, kissing his cheek, and John tips his head so Django can reach the scars there. No biting this time, just soft kisses, pressed to each mark. And the last one is to the scar that edges over his lip. Django gets his teeth on that one, pulls, then slants his mouth over John's, swallowing his low sound as Django's fingers go back to his perineum. His thumb strokes the skin there for a moment, then digs in hard, and John jerks and shouts, spots of light swimming behind his eyes. His cock aches, and for a second he thinks he could almost come just like that, without so much as a solid touch. Django must think so too. His touch lightens instantly, and John makes a sharp sound of frustration, lifting his head to find Django watching him intently, like John's a mission to be executed. It shouldn't be nearly as appealing as it is. Light lingering, Django strokes the backs of his fingers up John's cock, doesn't let him thrust up into it. Giving John a calculating glance, he smirks, then curls forward, falling over him on his hands and knees, and chuckles when John's hands grab his arms and pull. Instead of settling back down and letting John rut against him, he kisses him. Too light, too soft, and then says, "How about you come with my fingers in you and my mouth on your dick, and then I fuck you." John groans, thumping his head back, and shudders. He grips Django's arms, trying to come up with a coherent response, and can't even begin to manage one. Nods instead, and then drags him down. And Django smirks into the kiss, tangles their tongues, and strokes John's cock until he's gasping, thrusting desperately into Django's hand. Then abruptly he pulls away, slides down John's body. There's a moment of fumbling in his pockets, a quiet curse, and then the smell of bacta. And Django's mouth drags over the curve of John's cock just as a slick finger presses against his hole. John whimpers, grinds down, and Django hums. Stubble scrapes along two sensitive flesh as he turns his head. And with a gasp, John jerks, not sure if he wants to get away or push into it. Before he can decide, Django's free hand fists around his cock, and a hot tongue drags across the head, lapping at the pre-cum there. It sends heat cascading up John's spine, makes him twist his fingers into Django's hair and hang on as Django's tongue teases him, quick licks and open-mouthed kisses. Then, quick, Django seals his lips over the head and swallows John down just as two fingers shove into him. John shouts, jerking. He thrusts into Django's mouth, back onto his fingers as they curl and stroke inside him, and gasps desperately. He wants to curl up and just feel, wants to ride the stretch inside him and push deep into the wet heat of Django's mouth, but he can't do both at once, can't think which he wants, and he throws his head back as Django's mouth slides down farther as he swallows around John's cock and then spreads his fingers, stretching and stroking. "Django," John manages, forces his fingers to unclench from Django's hair before he hurts him, grabs for his shoulders instead, the back of his neck, and tries not to thrust into his mouth without permission. But it's hard, and he twists, grinds back as Django's fingers press in all the way to the knuckle. It's a sharp stretch as he spreads them, then curls them, pressing down hard against sensitive muscle. His thumb hooks up against John's perineum, digs in, and a broken cry shudders out of John's throat. Pulling back, Django chuckles, smug, and dips his head down, teasing the base of John's cock, then catching his balls, rolling them in his mouth until John's whining high in his throat, the gut punch pleasure too dark, too wrenching, too much. He hooks a leg around Django's back, rocks back on his fingers again, trying to take them deeper, and with a low sound, Django gets his mouth around his cock again, slips a third finger into John's hole, and takes John right into his throat. A gutted sound wrenches from John, and he shudders, goes still. He's about to come, and the feeling has teeth sharp in his spine, building and growing until John can't even breathe around it. He closes his eyes, digging his fingers into Django's skin, and feels Django stroke him inside, fingers curled to graze his prostate. It sends sparks of lightning through John's nerves, and he groans, tugs desperately. Carefully, Django shifts, pulling up, hollowing his cheeks as he sucks, And John gasps a warning, half a second too late. Django's thumb digs into his taint, his fingers jab into the nerves inside him, and the very edge of his teeth scrape John's shaft. It's overwhelming, wrenches, and John comes like he's been winded by it, so much so that he can't even make a sound. He shudders through it, gasping, every muscle locked, and Django doesn't pull off, keeps sucking, keeps his mouth sealed around John's cock as he comes. It's too hot, too much, and John's only barely started to come down when the heat starts rising again, prickles of oversensitivity twisting through him. He squirms, but it's good, sharp, and right on the border of where pleasure slides into pain. And he clenches down on Django's fingers, drags his mouth closer as he rolls John's softening shaft with his tongue. Finally, slowly, Django pulls off, pressing one last kiss to John's cock, then easing his fingers out of him. John can't even move, every limb leaden, head spinning. But when Django slides up his body to cover him, he takes Django's slow, deep kiss gladly. There's the taste of himself on Django's tongue, and John sighs into his mouth, feels Django fumbling between them, and reaches down instead. Clumsy fingers undoing Django's pants the rest of the way and pushing at them futilely. "Still want this?" Django asks roughly, and he's breathing hard, rough. Even as he asks, he hitches his pants down around his thighs, like he can't bear to pull away long enough for more than that. "Please," John says, wrapping his arms around Django's neck. And the bump of Django's cock against his stretched hole makes him shiver. He's oversensitive, dazed, but Django is hard and hot, shoves into him desperately. John grunts, stomach twisting as heat cuts through him, sharp as knives. Django is big and he's barely slick enough, the drag of skin inside him too much, too soon. He twists, squirms, but Django makes a wounded sound in his throat and grabs his hips, holding him in place as he fucks into him, a long, hard thrust to seat himself fully. For a moment, he just rests there, breathing hard, curled over John in the humid night air. He grunts, then presses his forehead to John's chest, fingers digging into his hips. His hot breath fans John's skin, and John tips his head back, breathes carefully through the twisted sort of pleasure, and tangles his fingers in Django's hair, stroking gently. Slowly, gently, Django slides a hand between them, cups John's spent cock, and John whimpers at the jagged jolt of sensations that races over raw nerves. He twists, not sure he wants to pull away, and Django huffs out an almost soundless laugh. He kisses John's chest, then rocks his hips forward, still cradling John's soft cock. And John cries out, fingers scrabbling at his back. Django doesn't let up, doesn't shift his hand. He thrusts, drags out long and slow, and then drives himself home with a bruising thrust. His hand drops from John's hip to hook around his knee, and he shoves it up and open wide, shoves in deeper until John is practically sobbing with it, too hot, too tight, prickles building and building into a blazing sort of sensation that eats through him. Django grunts, shoves his leg up higher, hand locking around his thigh, right over a bruise, and John yelps, twists, gasps wetly as Django's cock pushes even deeper, too thick and hard right at the center of him. He twists, claws at Django's back, wants to get away, and never wants to move at the same time, and Django pins him in place and fucks John without quarter, punishing thrusts that don't even give John the space to breathe. He gasps against John's chest, wordless sounds breaking from him, jerks. John is all but crying from the pure, overwhelming weight of sensation when Django collapses over him with a groan, body tensing. He rocks in deeper, and John whines as he feels Django come, clutches at him. Django strokes his cock, and he whimpers, twitches, shivers all over. It feels like coming, even if he never got hard again. A sharp jerk low in his gut that leaves him gasping. So good, Griff. Django gets out and heaves himself up. The drag of his cock pulling out is almost too much after everything, and John wants to wrench away, curl in on himself. But before he can, Django flops down on his chest with a huff. He stares down at John, and John feels dazed, wrecked, and he's slick inside, so oversensitive he feels one touch away from breaking, and he wants to hide his face. Hey, Django says gruffly, and his weight settles on top of John again, elbows braced on either side of his head. A hand slides into John's hair, holding him in place. And Django kisses him slowly, gently, lightly enough that it eases the shivery sort of desperation John is feeling, rather than adding to it. With a grateful sound, he lets himself relax a little, hooking his hands over Django's back and focusing on the slow, steady stroke of his hand down John's side. John's dizzy, his head swimming. But he breathes out and lets his head fall back and close his eyes. The shivery high is still riding him. And when Django pulls away, slides a hand around his thigh, he spreads them agreeably. There's a quiet snort, a kiss against one of the bruises on his thighs. No more, Django says, and his fingers press against John's hole, rubbing away a little of the wetness that's trickling out of him. You're loopy, Jedi. John doesn't even try to argue. He just grunts, and when Django hooks an arm around his waist, he does his best to move with it and stand. Django has to take most of his weight, but he doesn't complain, doesn't hesitate. Half carrying John, he hauls them up into the ship, then heaves back a panel and topples John onto a narrow little mattress. John groans but shifts, and with a huff of amusement, Django strips off his boots and pants and hauls himself in beside him. It's definitely not a space meant for two grown men, and John twists. Django shuffles beside him, and they finally flop down with John on his stomach, Django stretched over his back more than lying on the bunk. Fingers skim John's side again, and Django presses a kiss to one of his scars. Hurt? He asks. Django shakes his head, grasping lazily for words. Good, he manages, and shivers a little, nerves still humming pleasantly. Very good. Django's smirk is wholly smug. But given the state of John's brain, probably deserved. I'll give you breakfast rations in bed if you stick around, he says, and slides the panel closed. Gentlemen, John mutters, and Django chuckles against his shoulder, lazy and easygoing with orgasm, and wraps his arms around him in the darkness.